our participant in your conference is now being recorded.
All right. The shiur today is based on Yoni Matias, much more, I would say, part of it could be academic, but there's some questions asked why, since we know and we see from the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, and what used to take place in the Migdash, in other places, other occasions, there's not only a shaker, there also are chatzetzos. There are the chatzetzos which are described in Parshas Baleitcha when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Say lecho shtei chatzetzos." And there's a whole discussion whether the chatzetzos were made from Moshe Rabbeinu's own money or selfish mishalcha and didn't belong to the tzibur. That's a different discussion. We're not going into that. But we do know, if you take a look at this Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, and that Chavav Omed Beis. Now, first of all, we describe Shefa Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shel Yael Poshut. Yael, Rashi describes as a stain book, you know, a type of a kosher and antelope type. Famous animal of South Africa is the Steinbuck. On many of their things, they show the symbol of that type of antelope. There it is. It has a straight horn. The straight horn it is. Anyhow, so Yael Poshu, who pee, which seems to be strange, which the Gemara handles later, Mitzupazov. Now that seems to say that the mouthpiece, where you found it, is covered with gold. Well, the Gemara later, we're not going to run through that, but I'll be deemed that would be kosher, because it's a chitza. So the Gemara says, it says, not the mokum pi, but on the shefer, there could be a decoration of gold, but it was not the actual pi in the mokum pe. That's what the Gemara says.
How do you get around this? Kind of the mixture of the word pi?
Well, it says that it means it's near the Peeves. That's what the Gemara says later on the next Omer. I didn't run off the next Omer because it's not pertinent to the content of what we're dealing with. But I want to get to the middle of the Mishnah, so I didn't want to start, right, jump into the middle. And stay here is where we're going. Now, there are two chatzetzreis on both sides. Now, Shefer Marich, the chatzetzreis Mekatzreis. Now, in Rosh Hashanah, the Shefer was Marich, and the chatzetzreis were Mekatzre, whatever sounds that they were making. Shemitzah Sayyim the Shefer, because what is the Mitzah Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah? It is Shefer. And we learn it out from Shefer Shel Yevil of Yom Kippurim, which is going to play a role here too. You learn out from Tua, which says Zichron Tua by the union of Rosh Hashanah and of Yom Tua Yir Lechem, and by Yevil, it also says the union of Zichron Tua. So the Mitzvah Sayyim is Shefer and Chatzetzes. Who was blowing the Shefer? It doesn't say here. That we'll see later. Was it Peonim? Or what could it be, a Yisroel? Was it the Levim? Because you might think it's Levim, because Levim are involved in the Din of Shir. So is this a Gedur in Shir or not? That's a different Shaila. There's a whole sugya, especially in Eruchin, about Shir, whether Ikar Shir is Bepeh, or Ikar Shir is Bekele, whether it's vocal or instrumental there. And it would be an Afkamina in that sugya there, because if you say the Ikar Shir is Bekele, and the Levim were mandated to do the shir, the players of the instrument would have to be Levim. But if the Ika shir is Bethed, the chorus would be the Levim, and anybody could be playing the instrument. So it doesn't have to be a Levi or so forth. It wouldn't matter. That's a different thing. But right now, I just mentioned, the question is who is sounding the Tzeitzis, who is sounding the Shefer. So it doesn't say here, right? But there are Mikaelis, we'll come to that ultimately, hopefully. Now, what that's talking about when Rosh Hashanah was the tiniest. Now, what about in Tameisim? Because we know that in Parshas Baleishchor, and when it's talking about different times to sound the Chatzetzes, and there are times of there of Milchama, all different occasions, and and the time of Tzor is a tinus there. So how does that work? So he's saying this. Well, the tainios, the shel kvarim kfufim. The shefer has to be kfufim. In other words, it has to be bent, which we're normally used to seeing. And tm metzupa kesef. This is when the saint says this. And there it's not gold, it's kesef, but it's not directly on the mouthpiece where they're sounding it off. Now here, the chatzetzos are in the middle. That's what he's saying. Shefer mekatzer, but chatzetzos mavichas. There, on a tainus, the shefer is not that expensive. The chatzetzos mavichas. Why? Shemitzah sayem, the chatzetzos. Now he says another thing. Shova hayevel, l'reish hashana, l'tkiya l'brachas. Now, when he says Yevil, we talk about Yom Kippur of Yevil. Yom Kippur of Yevil, not Rosh Hashanah of Yevil. Rosh Hashanah of Yevil is like any Rosh Hashanah. But the Yevil is a time two great things happen. Shiluach Avodim and Havzoros Karkos, the land that was sold, and the land was never permanently sold. So once it came Yovel, the land reverted to its originally Balabatim. So when did that happen? It happened with the proclamation, actually with the sounding of the Shefer and Yom Kippur. Okay, and there they had a whole Seder of Kiyas when he did it. You know, when we think of Yom Kippur with a Shefer, you know, we get the applause at the end, and that's enough. At the end of after Nila. This is a different thing. This is a regular Aveda with the brachas and everything else on Yom Kippur with the Shefer Shel Yevil. And you'll take a look. And it says that's the Lakias and the brachas. It means as far as the way Rashi says that you have to have the same amount of brachas. You have 9 brachas on Yom Kippur. That's what you're going to do. and the on Yom Kippur Shel Yegel. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Berosh Hashanah Chaykin B'Shel Tzchorim U'V'Yegelosh B'Shel Yelin. He disagrees that on Rosh Hashanah you have to Shel Tzchorim U'V'Yegelosh B'Shel Yelin. So now, take a look first of all that Rashi defines here very accurately, which has a significant part of what we're going to discuss further with some diyukim in the Rambam. Shava Hayevel, I have underlined that part. Shava Hayevel the Reish Hashanah L'tkiya. The shooting, the Av Halgav the Tkiyoso B'yevel Lo L'tfila V'lo L'zikorah. There it's, the kiyum is not for a tefillah to Hashem or for zikoron, el simin shiluach avodim v'hashmatas mechilas sodas, because it cancels out all those sales of the fields that took place in the 50 years. It goes back to its original owners. That's in that principle of simora or for tmisus, and that's in atilahavi. However, you still have to have the shapers similar to Rosh Hashanah, although they perform different functions, he's saying. In the last parak here, they make that Zeva Shova. So it's the same type of shapers. Now, how does the Rambam define, you see the two halachas, look at line up. There's two halachas of the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer. Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, and halacha Beis. Well, first of all, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sasei Shalter Lishmola Tvua HaSefer B'Rosh Hashanah, Shanem Yom Tvua Yilachem. The Sefer Shatekin Bel Bein B'Rosh Hashanah Bein B'Yevel, Hu Keren HaKvotim HaKvotim. That's the big Kufim. The four HaSefer's, see, the Rivas, it says that the Rambam is gone beyond the rules. He frees al midaso. Now the mitzvah dikufim, the talk of the shel yoel, yotz yotza. But the Rambam seems to imply it has to be after the kufim. Anyhow, before Lamaisa, we do it the kufim. For Hashepas psulim, hus mikaren hakevet. Except the Karen HaKevis, all others are puzzled. That's what he's saying. It's got to be doctored from the Karen HaKevis. Ralph Opishan on Spars Bateya Tua, the shape of the Reish Hashanah, because it doesn't say when it talks about the Echot, the Chedish Hashvi, it doesn't mention the word Shafer over there. It just says Yom Tua over there. Hare Yoema Beyevo, the Avata Shafer, Tavir Shafer. In the Tiashmu alonder of Teresh about that, Ma Tuas Yevil the Shafer, Av Tuas Reish Hashanah the Shafer. So that's one thing. Now, notice that the Rambam doesn't say anything here about Chatechus at all. It doesn't say, at least in the first halacha. Now let's look at the second halacha, where, so that's talking about the mitzvah Tiyah Shafer no matter where you are. It's not a mitzvah that is attached to El Tisroel or Chutz or anything. It's wherever you are. If you're Jewish, you have the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Now, the migdash, for you take him the Reish Hashanah the Shefer Echod, who stay Chatzetzos min HaTzodim. So this is practically the language of the Mishnah. Shefer Mariv HaTzetzos Mekatzos. So mitzvah Hagayim the Shefer. The Lama taking him over the Chatzetzos. Why do you have to have Chatzetzos on Rosh Hashanah? The Shum Shanema, the Chatzetzos, the call Shefer of Yil Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. That's a pasuk in Tilm. They go together. Alu b'shana kemes, but in other words, not in the Migdash, ain't taken the Reish Hashanah, ela b'shefer b'vah. That's what you have. So now in the Ksavim of the great teacher of Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zal, in fact, in his it's probably the best sefer of his writings, published posthumously. I think I've mentioned it before. It's a larger sefer. It's called Igros HaGrid HaLevi, the letters of Agor Mevyosef Deva Levi Soloveitchik. It's a large The larger sefer, the others are either from the shiurim that he gave when his father's yortzeit and Gimel Shvat, they gave the yortzeit shiurim for many years. That we have several collections of that is quite, you know, were issued in his lifetime. Issued in his lifetime, are very accurate and so forth. What you have in this egos is the period of time in time from 1916 till about 1940. So in 1916, he was 13 years old. He was born in 1903. So there are letters there. He already showed he was an Ilui, you know. And he was communicating with his Zayda with Chaim Brisker. He knew it, and so forth. And all the rest, all of the other are writings that he did wherever he was. He was a part while back in his the city where his father was a rav in Haslavich there in the Belarus area, and also when he was in Berlin even. When he was a student at Berlin University of Berlin from 1927, he went there to the university, and he came out of there about 1931. He got married then, went to Vilna. That's where he wife. Then he came to America in 32. And he, a few months later, became the Rav who was in Boston. So that era has all of these letters. I'm mentioning that because they're the original letters. There's nothing doctored or anything in there. And who put it out? His son, Chaim Soloveitchik. He has one only son, Chaim Soloveitchik, who is a professor and whatever it is. So there he has a discussion of these two statements, halachas and the Rambam. Now, what is his, he has diyukim here. What are some of his diyukim? Here I've copied them, some of them exactly on, where he makes them. This is his aor. He says, Yesh ledagdeik. This is his actual language. In fact, it says where he wrote this. He wrote it when he was on a vacation, it seems, up in the Catskills somewhere. It just says, Tenenbaim, somebody up there, he was away on a vacation. It doesn't say what year he is. It just mentions that. It's before 1940. So he says, Yes, Ladatek, Rome Hiskir, the way you're taking the Migdis Beshefer, the Yahadim Achatzesis, Dafke Beresh Hashanah. Why didn't it say, Sibelo Hiskir Chatzesis, the Yom Kippur and the Yevil? Why not Yom Kippur and the Yevil? I mean, you have to sound the Shefer with all the Dinim of Shefer on Yevil. Why don't you mention there the Chatzesis? It doesn't mention anything about that. It's not mentioned. The Hine, he says, Balocha Alos, what does the Rambam say? And this is his language. The Shefer should take him both Bain the Rosh Hashanah, Bain the Yevil. He's talking about Yevil yet. Who Karen Akvashim Hakopuf? The Elul, the Aloha Beis, Koi Rak al Mitzvah Shefer, Shal Rosh Hashanah. Why does he mention Yevil over there? Only Pashtus Dvor Mira. Shahu Bolamai. He's excluding that Kia Shal Yom Kippur and Shal Yoga Benigdis Leka Chatzetzus Minatzdodi. There are no Chatzetzus on the Yom Kippurim Shal Yoga when he had to have a full blown Seder of Kia the way he said. He said it's Daima Le Rosh Hashanah, the Kia Subracha. That's what he said. And isn't it Lashon, look at Lashon Rambam. He's saying, Lama taken the Mishum Shanao, that's because really in the Sham, Al Bishami. But the Mishnah rather. Yeah. The Mishnah said that it's similar. But here he's saying, but when it comes to the Migdash, and he does not mention here Yevil in the second halacha, halacha base. Where does he mention it? In the first one. See? The first halacha Apple Pishal on his fars, but Tara Tul Bishaifu Hashoshana. So you have to have it. So you're talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yevil. And when he talks about the Migdash of Rosh Hashanah with the Tatesus, and he only compares it to Tanaisim or so forth. But he's saying that, well, what about Yovel? What happens with Yovel with the Chatzay? It seems that from the Rambam there were no Chatzayas that were mentioned on Yovel. So this is what he wants to deal with, wants to try to explain it, the approach to this. So now the Gemara, remember we mentioned the Gemara describes why, if you take a look back there, right in the beginning of the Gemara, why the Shefer Shel Rosh Hashanah was Kofu. Go back to it. Remember, if you look in the Gemara after the Mishnah, Omer Levi, Mitzvah Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom Kippurim V'Kfufim V'Shel Kol Hashanah V'Pshutim V'Hatnan Shefer Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yol Pashat Udo Omer Kehai Tana. There's a Tana that holds, it's Tanya. If you don't know, Rosh Hashanah is taken V'Shel Tzvorim V'Kfufim V'Yevla is V'Shel Yeelim. So then the Gemara wants to, let me say, Lena Hilvetig and Yehuda. So he makes it tries to make a distinction between the type of shefer that you use on Rosh Hashanah and the type that you use on Yom Kippurim of Yovel. So later on, the Gemara comes and says that the what's the machlekes, and if Yehuda disagrees that he turns it around. So later, I'm just jumping down, but my kamiflegei, what's the machlekes? The more a person, the idea of being humble, being kofu, subservient. So the shaker of its curve is that is symbolic of that. The Yom Kippurim, the more the poshit, when a person is straight, you know, is a poshit inish daite tre might is better. And the other one, so Masod Rosh Hashanah Kamod the Pasha Minas Daita Trey Mila. Uva Tainis, what about on fast days? Kamod the Kayaf Inis Daita Trey Mila. So you have here these differences of that symbolic in the type of the shapers. But the main point that what the Rav wants to explain is what's the purpose, the direction, the difference between the sounding of the shefers on Rosh Hashanah together with the chatzetzos, the way it comes out from the Mishnah quite clearly, and the way it's mentioned in the Rambam, that part, and why, and on Yom Kippurim Shel Yovel over there, what's the whole tachlis, what is the basic difference over there, and from the Rambam it seems there's no chatzetzos on the Yom Kippurim Shel Yovel. So actually, the key to it is that Rashi. The Rashi that we discussed over there. That Rashi on the Mishnah, where Rashi literally lays out what is the purpose of the sounding of the Chatzetzos, the Chlal, on, let's say, on Rosh Hashanah, and why we, and it seems that it's not mentioned on the time of Yovel. So Rashi is saying the following. The Shefer Shel Rosh Hashanah, the purpose is Zikaron. It's the Inyan of Zikaron. In fact, part of Malchi is Zichreina Shefers. That our Zichreina should go up to, we should be remembered by Hashem. The Chatzetzos also, in the Psukim that you have in Parshas Bamidbar, the Chatzetzos is always mentioned within the context of Zikaron. In fact, you can read off the Lashon, the way it's mentioned there in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk there in Parshas Vayeshlach talks about the Tkiya, or the Chatzetzos, which was sounded at those times that are mentioned there, the Zavol Milchama, the Arzachem, when you have to have a gathering and so forth, it says, V'nishkartem lifnei Hashem. Talk about the Chatzetzos. You will be remembered. So the purpose of the Chatzetzos is joined together with the Shefer, just like the Shefer Rosh Hashanah Zikaron, The Tetzvahs go with the Zikoron. But the Sefer on Yom Kippur of Yevil is not for Zikoron. What's the purpose of it? Rashi spells it out. It's a hachroza. It's a proclamation that the Shiluach HaVodim and Hazoros, the HaKarkos, back Lebaleim. So it's two different kiyunim, or to use his language, Trei Bazunder Chalaisim. Two different Chalais. Here it's a Chalais of Zikoron, so Chalais of Zikoron on Rosh Hashanah is Sefer. Tatesis is also, when it's founded, it's for the purpose of Zikoron. Yom Kippur and Shel Yovel, the purpose there is not for Zikoron. So therefore, Chatzeshes doesn't play any role. But the Sefer can have two things. Can also be, not only is it for Zikoron on Rosh Hashanah, but on Kama on Yom Kippur and Shel Yovel, it's just the Hachlozah. And he reinforces that with the language of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam of the Sefer HaMitzvah hears his language here, the Sefer HaMitzvah is Kuf Lamed Zion. Sefer HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah Saseh. The Yadua, Ki Hatkiya, Ahi, the Yevel. What is this Torah? Lefarsem Hachelus. It's a cry, Chosem Dvor Be'orot L'chol Yoshbet. Proclaim liberty. That's the concept. That's the point. Then what is the verb? The ain in yona katiyas katiyas reishasana. Rambam says it clearly. As it's a different type of a tki, a different type of an approach. Ki he zikoron, because what is it on Rosh Hashanah? We want to be remembered. We have a new year coming. He zikoron is Hashem. The zehu and this one on Yovel is lahesi esu avodi. That's the exact language of the Rambam. So it's two different things. And then he also says that if you were to take out the Rambam and Hilda Shemitah the Yevil, and when before the Rambam starts all the time a section in the Yad HaZaka, he counts what mitzvahs are included in that section. Like, what mitzvahs are there in the Dinim of Shemitah the Yevil. So in that, he says, in that mitzvah, the minyan on mitzvahs, at the beginning of Shemitah the Yevil, that he says, Shenosan Tam Lemitzvah Satkiya B'Yom HaKippur Shel Yevil. And here is what he says there. Today, Lotzeis Avodim Choshi. That's the purpose. Not as he called it. It's like Avodah, it's like announcement, the sound of the trumpet. The Avodim go out. The Nira Tam Shel Mitzvah Zu, this is what the Rav says, Avichalo Shem Al Pi Halacha. Shaluch Avodim is kind of Yom Kippurim, like it says in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah the Yevil. And although that year you had a regular Rosh Hashanah, that regular Rosh Hashanah of Yevil is no different than any other one. You had the Tkiyah Shevah and the Chatzesus. So the Zikaron, but it came Yom Kippurim, so Yevil, you just had the Shefer for the Shaluch Avodim and Hazoros Kakos. You don't put the Chatzeshus in that same category because it's not a din and zikoron. That's the point that he's making, why the Rambam does not mention that. He's saying, the etzem atkiyah mechadeshus, he's saying that the chaleis kiyam dine hayoibol. That's his language. The haina shiluach havodim vaskoros sodos. That's the point that he makes on that. So that's the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention, if it's talking about Yevil, when it talks about Shefer, it doesn't mention anything about the Chatzeshes. That's the chilik that you have over there. Now,
because you would imagine if you learned
the Chatzeshes,
that it should be
equal and equal, right? Yeah, that's the whole point. The point is on Rosh Hashanah, it's the Inyan of Zikoron. And Chatzeshes is Nishkartem L'Shmei Hashem. That's the pasuk in Valeska. When it talks about the use of the Chatzeshes in various situations, there you shall be remembered in this carton. The only thing is that goes into a constant debate is, now, the sounding of the Chatzeshes, was that only at what time, when was that sounded? Now, if you look in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, it seems that it was only on Rosh Hashanah together with the Sefer. But the Din of the Chatzeshes actually was and took place maybe on every day. Every day where? In the Mikdash. That's the marker they want to bring. You'll see that particular point. In fact, where will you see that? The best thing is to jump over to ran off the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah, for example, of the Chatzetzos, and he follows a lot of things there, the lead of the Rambam, it's mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet. You take a look there. Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, the Skola B'Chatzetzos, the Migdash B'Choyom. That's number 5. The Skola B'Chatzetzos, the Migdash B'Choyom, Baboker V'Hakriv Kol Korban. The Kamo came the Shah Tatsoras. That's what Tanasim. The Shah, then he says Shanema, he said, all milchama. Uksib Akhil Gam came the Yom Sinfastem, Vamaradechem, Vashifa Chechem, Usikatem, Vachatsesis, Alol Sechem, Vazifre Shalmechem. The Alpha Pisha, he's our Kosu, the Yom Sinfu, Mayed Reshreders, Lav Dachya. The Bechor Yom taking the Nigdis, Vachatsesis, Alakor. The Hainu Mavur, the Reshashana Pever, Uu Bezin, Shomasham, Hakul Chayob, the Tia Shafer, Kainim, Levim, Yisrael. U Mismal, Talmud, the Gemara, Esther, Shiloh, Lord, the Gemara, Pshita. I Hane, Lo Mechaiva, Nichai, Mechaiv. U Mahadale, Kainim, Yisrael. Falka Daita Hamina, Hoyo, Xiv, Yom Tua. Vahani Kahanim, Hoyo, Visnayo, Viskir, the Hola Shona Kula. The Seed, Uskatem bechatzesus alo seichem, or mehadalei. And so the Gemara comes back and says, "Me domi, both bechatzesus, both a shaper." There it's talking about the chatzesus, which seems to imply that the kainim was sounding all the time the chatzesus. And lamadon mikol makom, the bechol hashana kula claimer for yain v'yain ike chatzesus benigdus. The other set the airs and veveis. They mention ain't person. They enumerate how many tkiyas. Ain't person. The eskim the achas tkiyah b'migdash. They masipin avoyim eshmeina. They have the whole cheshbein of how many times they did it because it went together with the avoid of different karbonas. More karbonas you had the more tkiyas that went with it. Yeshua. Then he gives Tommy over here. But the minchas chinuch, of course, latches on where I've underlined it. The question is who sounded the chatzetzos and so forth. And I mentioned before that it looks as if maybe it's Dr. the Kainim. Because you know there's a Deen Aveda. There's a Deen Aveda that can only be done by a Kain. The Tsar cannot do the Aveda. Just when you talk of the Dalar Avedas of Kutchim, Shita Lab Aveda, even a Tsar could do the Shita. But not anything else like the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha, the Zrika, that had to be done by Kain. If a Kain didn't do it, as Zohar did, he partialed the whole Korban. What about the deed of the, what about the sounding of the Chatzetzos which accompanied it? So here, he doesn't say too much about an equals of partialing if a Kain didn't do it, but it seems the obligation is on whom? So where I have it underlined the first time, he's saying, Inei mitzvah zu ala kainim, shenema b'nei Aaron, lehilgis klei ha-migdash, tosav ha-rambam b'yamei ha-moedim, boya ha-kohenim, teikim b'chatzetzos. U'b'perik alam hilgis tainis, lo tosav ha-rambam b'kainim teikim. B'somach atzo ma'ashe kosav, in peridah lo toko b'nei Aaron. Af shesham ma'iri b'migdash, though they're talking about the migdash, ha'in shom b'seif. Nikol Mokam, Le'inyan Zeh, Nio Dein Tzila, Kevin Dehu Mitzvah Seth Al Akeinim, Kuma Shekosa Betei Bechol Inyan Akeinim Tekin, U'Poshe Ba Mitzvah Dafka Bishnei Chatzetzos, Moshe Mavua Bikur. What he's talking about also is, when they sounded the Chatzetzos outside of the Mikdash, let's say when there was a Tainus or something, he wants to say over here that also the Kainim did it. But they have a special mitzvah of sounding the Chatzetzos. Now what's interesting is that, and this is something that is brought up in the Achrayim, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Morgan Avraham, the Hilvers Kindness. I ran off that part. Let's take a look there. Sheet number 4. The beginning of Hilvers Kindness. You know, where that sin and Tav Kufay and Vav, after Hilvers Tisha Vav, they have all the dinim Tanesim, and that's before you go into the dinim of Rosh Hashanah. So, when it talks about the mitzvah in the Machabi, Kashenshim, Masanim, Masim, Alek Shomink, and Masanim, Ashar, Atzoros. You know, there's a whole, in the Sest of Tainus, the whole state of Tanesim, and when the lack of rain and El Shishoil, you wait to a certain time, the Tanesim, and they do different things of Tshuva, it's almost like a Yom Kippur, they change even the whole Nusuf of the Tefillah, and so forth. So now, here in Tav Kufay involved there in the Morgan Avraham on the right side, talks about Hamba Mitzvah Sesemin HaTerah Lizok Kula Haviyah B'Chatreshah Al-Kol Torah Shalom Tova Shenema V'Ariyosem B'Chatreshah U'Medivei Seferin. In other words, the Mitzvah Sesemin HaRaisa is sounding the Chatreshah U'Medivei Seferin. He's saying Reis Amos U'Meriyem B'Chatreshah Dilvad Bigvulim. Not only the Migdash, outside of the Migdash. So, because of Amagid Mishnah, V'amachava B'kedibre HaRashba, O Shefer, O Chatzesis. You know, he's saying, even if you didn't have Chatzesis, there's a din of sounding the Shefer on a Tainus. That's what he's saying. That's what the Rashba says. So, comes now the Morgan Avraham, the fact that he's obliged by Akasha. Right? Let's say we have no chatzesa, but we have a shofar. Why don't we do that on Tanesim? The Alpha, he says, the Alpha Pish ain't Tainasiba Babu. The Gemara says that we don't have a full, in Babu, they didn't have a full Tainasiba that was like an El Shishoil, would have the night before and the day, like they have with all the other Tanesim. But nevertheless, we observe the Tanesim with all of the halachas that are involved. Nikol Mokal, only the Raisa, mitzvah liskoa below Tainus. And he remains by the Kasha. Right by the Kasha. So if you take a look, one of the Mephoshim on the side, what? What? Who's saying this?
Nasif Chaim,
I think it's that's what, Reb Chaim Vile, I think it's one of the Achrenim, from Davi Vile, I think it is, Nasif Chaim. It's on the Gilyon here of the larger, the larger Reb Chaim. Not every original set that was printed had all of these Mephoshim here. So now, look what he says. Here's the Besido. The Li Lo Kasha Midi. In Kasha, he says, it's not a Kasha. Doha mikra molehu v'chi sovo milchama bi'artzechem v'arayosem b'chatzesres nimsa shemitza sesa minatay b'eretz Yisrael. There's where you have the mitzvah sesa to make the sounding b'eretz Yisrael. It says, and that he's saying mitzvah sesa b'eretz Yisrael v'hu ma'ashekot v'arambam. And Meriyim b'chatzeses b'lvad b'gvulim, what it means, when he says b'lvad b'gvulim, he's talking about boundaries. Now, and generally in the text of Gemaras all the time, when they talk migdash and gvulim, they mean the gvulim within it, which is soil, the boundaries. Gvulim haina chutz l'migdash, avol mikol makom b'eretz Yisrael davka. So that's the reason why he's saying in chutzos, but it doesn't answer the question. What about the Jews in El Shishoil? It does. That he doesn't answer. That doesn't answer. That part of the kasha remains. But there are others that have tried to deal with that. In fact, there's a famous medrash on Sefer Bamidbar. It's not only do we have Bamidbar Rabba, and not only do they have the regular Sifrei. The Sifri, you know, on Shmos you have Mechulta. On the Yikrav Sifro, Torah's training, and on Bamidbar and Dvorim you have the Sifri. Sister Three, which is basically a combination of regular medrash, but medrash halacha, the medrash of Tanoim, really. But there's another sefer, Sifrei Zuta. The Sifrei Zuta. In fact, in the Yalkut Shemini, many times he quotes the Sifrei Zuta. So in the Sifrei Zuta, which was published, republished a few times, but there's a Pelush on the Sifrei Zuta of one of the Gedolim of Poland. And, you know, and Poland had a lot of great Eluyashir, you know, Bali, you know, London, and all, like Menachem Zemba, you had with Yosef Engel. So there was another one called Guskovitz. That was his name. And he has a sefer, a Pelush on all of the Sifrei Zuta called Ambua de Sifri. What does Ambua mean? That's taken from a lesson in the Gemara in Sukkah. Ambua means like a caravan. A caravan of Sparim, of the Sifri, of Sefer. So his name was Yaakov Zev Yoskovitz, from a town, Pabjanich, wherever that was in Poland. Wherever it is. So, of course, it has the great Hashkomas from the Gera Rebbe, from those students that are very much into learning, especially in Charitas. So he has this extensive Pelush on the text. So there in Parshas Baleischa, he brings down this problem, and he even quotes this Morgan Avraham. He quotes this Morgan Avraham that asked the Shaila. And he says that others, and he also mentions that the Prima Godim addressed the Morgan Avraham, the Prima Godim on Shulchan Aruch. He has Nishbisei Zov, and also the other area of Antaz. He explains the Morgan Avraham and explains the Taz. So the Prima Godim gives the same teretz that this Nasif Chaim gave. What does the Prima Godim say? So he says, He says, it's not Arzachem anymore. That's what he says. Doesn't mean it's anti-Zion. In other words, you're not in control. It's not Arzachem. That's what he wants. That's what he said. However, he doesn't like that. That's an interesting point. He's saying that the mitzvah's kiyas kindness and chutzoros, he wants to say, if that's the case, then why not? Because just like I said before, if it's only the Arzachem without the Prima Godim and so forth, just leaving the Nasif Chaim, they should be doing this in Eretz Yisrael even when there is no Migdash. It's inside the Gebulim of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he wants to say. So he comes back later on and says later that Rama Lohi and so forth, he wants to say from a particular Gemara that the Chutzlars was Manazer, the Lekha Mitzvah Min HaTeil Yitzkor. So therefore, you don't have that. He tries to bring a raya from a certain Gemara to that effect. So he deals back and forth with this whole issue about why we don't do it or not. But Lamaisa, we don't do it. We do not do that, not with a shefer, like the Rashba says, if you're not chasis, do it with the shefers. We don't do it. That's all. That's what remains. So basically, it remains as a sort of a question why we do not do that. There was interesting, again, that the Minchas Chinuch goes further, here when he's talking about the involvement of the Kainim. Go back there run off the Sefer HaKinuch. Look at back there, number 5. There. So he paskens quite clearly. If you look down in the Sefer HaKinuch, in the text of the Sefer HaKinuch, towards the last part, the last quarter of his statement and all, Noheges mitzvah zu bizman habayis. They talk about the Chatzetzos. The Kainim, Shalem, Amitzvah, Lishor, B'Chatzetzos. Ukeinyan shekozavem lamatal machnas. So b'nei Aaron hakoyanim yitzkiru b'chatzitzus. V'shem atayma lohoya tzaykim heim alakom elo halavim. Ain't a king. Shai b'teish almost has to meet us. Say, well, notzalo, we're talking about notzalo yayin l'naseh. Has gan eimed ala keren, by the mizbeah, but sudrin b'yodo, ושני קיינים אינים על שולחן החלובים, where they had the patch from the corn, שתי חצצות ביודם, חוקו והריעו ותוקו, הנסברש על ידי הקיינים, נעשת מצווה זו, שהיא מצווה תמיד יש להם, כלומר, שבכל יום הוא יתקן. Every single day in the Migdash they were sounding the chצצות, ולא ביום מייד וריש חידש בלבד. He's saying, it was every, so his shita is, tzeitzus was every single day as long as korbanos were being offered. Avo harambam zal, shekot b'nei ameyed, kulam v'roshe chadoshim, v'akayim taking b'chatzitzus, v'ladiyim einim shira, nir midvor shedaito, shebeshah hayomim apa ladiyim taking b'chatzitzus. The other days, the ladiyim made a sign of b'chatzitzus. Vim Obral Zea Kainim the Lotoku Vishata Korbum, the Kainim Lotoku Vishata Torah, Biklu Esazu. They're Mavata, the mitzvahs are say, and the mitzvah is on the Kainim. It's not a deen on the Tiba or anything else of that sort. So that's what I want to say. But the main, interesting point that is to understand the difference of the Tachlis of the Tzaitzus, which way it goes, coming back to the statement of the Rav, that the Tzaitzus is joined with Sefer Rosh Hashanah for the Deen of Sikorah. But on Yom Kippur Shel Gevul, it's a Deen of Prahachvazah. It's a pronouncement, a proclamation, as if to say, the start to go, the Shaluach Havodim, Hazoros Karkos, and so forth. It's not a Deen in the Deen of Sikorah. Now there are many other discussions of this. In fact, of his Pesach Frank in his Sefer on in the Yomi Neroyim, there the Sefer he calls it Mikroi Kedush, and Simon in the section on Yomi Neroyim and Simon Lamed Dalad, he discusses all the problems of Tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah with Migdish, and he's talking there also about the Sefer. He's discussing whether the Tzaitzus and Sefer is all part of one mitzvah or two separate, are they two separate mitzvahs or not? And he discusses that with the Rav that used to be in Moskva, of Yankov Clemens, that who was later on the Bezin Elyon in Yerushalayim. So they discuss back and forth whether, again, whether Soroshat Kiyas, he says, Yil Dafka Bekainim or not. But you see quite clearly from the Chinuch, it's quite clear that it was a mitzvah on the Kainim. He doesn't mention over here exactly the marker of the Chinuch, which is surprising. You know, it's a clear-cut marker from the Rishonim. The Chinuch says quite clearly that it's a mitzvah that rests on the Kainim. And it's a specific mitzvah which rests on them. Whereas the Tkiyas of Sefer does not necessarily have to be a Kayan. That could be anybody on that show, because that's the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. And that's for anybody to be sounding that. It's not a deen. We can't call that a deen in the Aveda, and so forth. But the Hatzaitis maybe has a link, perhaps, to the Aveda. That's why, perhaps, the Paskin there should be doctor with the Kayan.
What is it? What? Which Kayan is it?
Of what?
Mikroi
Kedush, it's a Chelik Hayomi Neroi. He has a whole Seder. He has two Chalakim on Pesach. He has on Sukkah. He has one on Hanukkah and Purim. And he has this on Yomi Neroi. What's remarkable is the grasp of Halacha, Lamaisa, and all in Yonim. And he quotes all the people that ask him the questions for no matter who they are, all the Habanim and Gedalim and Rosh Yeshivas, and what's good about it, and it also late lamented his grandson was a dayan in Yerushalayim, great Lamdim, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, and he has a Rishima, the note called Harareis Kedesh, because Pierce Spencer Frank on his original Chuvas is called Har Tzvi. Shilas and Chuvas Har Tzvi, so he calls it, so he has a lot of notes and explanations, even kashas on his grandfather, and so forth. But, and you know that you have in Skokie a defendant of his special Frank, Landis. Yeah, he's a defendant.
And
yeah, Bangla. Yeah, that's right. That's through Zaks was a Zaks was a the son in law of his special Frank. All of that. So in fact he makes sure that when a Chassav Yad comes out from the Machon of Har Tzvi, Machon of Rav Frank, he makes sure I get the volume. So I got the Shuvas that came out on Ebenezer and on Chesha Mishpat, all from Pierce Pesach Frank. That's all. He was a great Meir HaRoh, but it's a great Sefer that discusses all of these angles, no matter what it is. All right, that concludes Shir. No, Erev Rosh Hashanah obviously is not a Shir, but in Nirta Hashem, in Yirat Hashem, 2 weeks from today is the Wednesday before Yom Kippur. So it says in a tshuva, I expect to give a shiur on certain aspects of tshuva of the people, of the inshe, of different tshuva, how to deal with certain people in the halachas of tshuva. Of kiruv, of ichuk, I found some halachic interesting sources going back a couple of hundred years, because that's the problem that a lot of people have different approaches to.